VIP 1-1. Training a teacher, usually their first question is, what do I teach? But after a while, they get experience, they get away from needing content, and everything is in your control, except the coachability of students. What do you do when students are uncoachable?
Well, students are uncoachable because they have self-doubt, for example, or they think they know what to do, or they interrupt you. They just don't believe they can do it, or they're afraid of making mistakes publicly, or they don't trust you, or they simply question why you're doing this, or they have short attention span. They don't have motivation, or they have control issues, or they're lazy, or ego, or they're bored too easily.
The not believing in themselves is the biggest one. Others are not listening, ego, bad attitude, etc. These are all emotional issues. People are irrational, and you have to be someone who inspires them and lights them on fire. You can influence the rest of their lives. So remember these things. A, the more you know and observe about them, the more you can really customize how you teach them. B, be in control of the lessons, meaning make sure you're moving directly towards the target and stop them from digressing too much. C, match the priority type, i.e. where you are on the tree with respect to what they're working on, to their personality type. Let them know there are people just like them who have done it and they can do it too. Testimonials are also useful for active students and not just prospective students. Jack Haddad, for example, recorded a video of current students saying why to trust the process, and he uses it for new prospective students. Go right up to the line where it's true for them and look them right in the eye and say, you can do this. And then pause and let it sink in big time. It's not just being a cheerleader. It's when someone says, I know this already, you can break their balls. But does that really work? No, it really doesn't. It may work with some, but not all. And some fellow EGTIC members think it never works. So you must know when students can be coachable and when they're not. It takes balls because sometimes that blows up.